USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says they've delivered on a promise that help is on the way. He just celebrated his coronavirus relief bill a day after signing it into law, calling it historical and transformational. The president, joined by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the cyber attack against Microsoft systems is significant in size and scope.
The precise number of systems that have been exposed by this vulnerability and have been exploited either by nation-state threat actors or ransomware hackers or others, that is something that we are urgently working with the private sector to determine.
Speaking during a briefing, Sullivan would not identify a perpetrator at this time. USA Radio News.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo remains defiant and says he will not resign amid mounting sexual harassment claims.
Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people.
Cuomo speaking to the media regarding the allegations, saying the women have the right to come forward and be heard. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw is concerned about changes to U.S. immigration policies under President Biden.
We're back to catch and release, which doesn't make sense to anybody. And we're back to the floodgates opening, which you can see down there at the border, but it's also going to affect us, is you got this massive amount of people coming in.
He said there's been a steady number of boats with illegal immigrants from various countries that are being stopped off the waters of Palm Beach. The sheriff saying the new process is the old process prior to former President Trump, where illegal immigrants were screened and given a notice to appear in court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More details are coming out regarding those COVID relief checks. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
Now that the Democrats' partisan $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill was signed into law by President Biden Thursday, we're all happy about the $1,400 check heading our way. Now the sticker shock. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News the average American family will now owe $22,000 in higher taxes to pay this bill back. Representative McCarthy goes on to tell us about more implications inside the Democrats' bloated law.
You are now going to provide bonuses up to $25,000 to government employees and bureaucrats. You are now, your money's going to pay for illegal immigrants' health care. Your money also is being sent to San Francisco City, where your money will be spent giving alcohol and marijuana to the homeless. This is a payoff to Pelosi's political friends.
What's on the agenda next in Washington? Gun legislation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying President Biden is a longtime supporter of gun safety legislation.
Gun safety measures and putting in place background checks is something the president has been personally committed to for many years of his career. He thinks it is long overdue.
The House passing two gun-related bills this week. One expands background checks for purchases of firearms. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.